Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
KRUH mobile.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
KRUH to W8FU. Sean, you listening?
N8KPP.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees.
KE8VSI.
VSIKPP.
KE8VSI, good morning.
Good morning. Strawberry Fields, but he's not going to be on the road for another 5 or 10.
All right, Rajo, that sounds good. I will see you guys there then, and I'll pick it up when I get in the car.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this P25 stuff working on these repeaters, too, so we have another digital angle to play with. They do it. That's what the double beep is, but it doesn't like it.
Huh. Is it something with the programming of your radio, or is it something on the repeater?
Good question, but he can't hit it either. So we think of something with the radio. There's a lot there. You know, they got just tons and tons of security on, you know, all of this P25 stuff because, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, it's designed for professional, you know, police, fire, ambulance, FBI, you know, all of that stuff. That's the word P. So, but we're not sure if it's looking for an encryption code or if it's not looking for an encryption code. So that's what we're investigating. And I picked up one of these radios and with P25 in it. So I kind of like to get, you know, just a, it's another T-shirt. You know, that's probably it in a nutshell. When it's all said and done, yeah, I've been there, done that, but who knows?
Right, well, it'd be cool to utilize that. And so, yeah, all right, well, I'm sure we'll have a conversation about it and get some more info.
Yeah, I bought one. They're nice radios. I mean, they really are a nice radio. The programming, the audio, everything is just fantastic on them. You can get them fairly reasonable on the used market, you know, and so it's kind of fun. You know, you just have to search around a little bit. Some of these people on eBay think these things are worth gold. It's just amazing. So I was trying to get the 900 stuff up and running because those repeaters are scattered all over the place, but I researched out of that and played around with the code plug and did some hex editing and all sorts of cool things. And I find out that even though you can get an 800 to go to 900, a 900 doesn't work in 800 because Motorola decides to throw a whole bunch of bandpass filters in it to keep you from going there. So they were trying to keep the radio cool, quiet, which I get, you know. So the bandpass filters are a permanent part of the radio, which makes all of those old retired 800 radios, and there's thousands and thousands of those floating all over the place, worthless. Because we don't have, we being hams, we don't have anything in the 800 spectrum. We got like 902 or 903 to 930 or something like that, and there was never anybody that was really there.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. Good to know. Huh. Well, keep me posted on the progress as you guys move along. I'm sure we'll be hearing about it. It'd be interesting to see if everything gets going and how well it works and things like that. And you're right, it's a good T-shirt to have, though, and those are nice radios, so there's always that.
Yeah, well, you know, on this repeater, after we let go, you hear the double beep. Beep, beep. Okay, that means it's looking for either a P25 command or an analog command. Well, everybody hits it with an analog command. Well, after it lets go, if I hit it with a P25 command, it ignores me. So, and it does it on both of them, Warren and Richmond, and it shouldn't ignore me. You know, if you hit it with the P25 and you got the, oh, they call it the NAC, which is basically a fancy word for digital private line or, you know, digital tone. And you hit it with that, and you hit it with the right frequency, she should open up. But I'm sure it has something to do with it's looking for some sort of encryption code. And Sean gave me the key, you know, the USB copy of it, and the key, I found it. It's real basic. It's the first one, but it doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew about that double beep and that they did P25 forever, but I actually thought there was, at one point, a group of guys that were utilizing it on P25, but maybe I was wrong about that.
No, there was. Don was one of them, the one that passed away earlier this year. He was one that was utilizing the P25 stuff. So he was another one. Sean was utilizing it, you know, like that. So, you know, Sean said it worked at one time, you know, and it used to work, and now it doesn't. So who knows?
All right. Copy that. So, anyway, I got a few things to get ready here before I head out, and I'll be monitoring and then pick it up in the car. Okay, BSI, I'll listen out.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'm sorry, I thought you were driving. NAKPP, that's why I'm so long-winded.
Ms. Google says I'm going to be there at 9:50.
So sorry to hear that.
My map says I'll be there at 10:46. Drive safe out there, guys.
KE8VFI Mobile.
Well, according to Ms. Google, I'll be there at 9:50. About 23 minutes out or so. Just FYI.
Copy that. 9:44, so not too bad.
Sorry, my sister-in-law just called. What were you saying?
9:44 here on my ETA.
Roger. Did Wally give you the place?
Okay, firm.
I didn't get the place.
I didn't quite catch that. Did Wally tell you specifically where? I'm guessing with a specific arrival time. You know where.
I didn't get the place. Yeah, I didn't get the place. What the hell?
Okay. Anybody that wants to join us, Strawberry Fields, 23 mile on I-94-ish, at about 10-ish.
KBDP, we'll have to pass on that one, but we appreciate the offer.
I do appreciate the offer, but doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm getting to now.
Maybe make the plans a day before.
K8RUH. Anthony, where are you at?
Sean, I'm at work for now, but I will probably be out of here in the next hour, but it sounds like you are going to be on the east side. So I will call out or shoot you a telegram when I leave here, and we'll see if we can meet somewhere in the middle or if you're back on this side of town.
We're getting together for breakfast at Strawberry Fields up there at 10. After that, I've got to go pick up my packages, my gifts, and then run them over to my in-laws. So, and then I'll be on my way down. So I'm guessing probably along about noon, 1 o'clock, I'll be heading down 94. I'll be coming pretty close to you.
Sounds good. I'll keep a radio on and my eyes on Telegram, and we'll just communicate our way through the day and try to meet up. I'll catch up with you soon. K8RUH. I'll be clear on your final, Sean.
And I'll give you a call when I'm when I know my itinerary a little bit better. Really, breakfast is going to be the big wild card. We could be, you know, we could be 45 minutes or we could be 2 hours. You never know. And after that, it's pretty pretty well defined. All right, we'll talk to you. WAFU.
N8KBB Mobile.
That makes two of us.
Three of us.
Come on, we need a four. Somebody speak up.
No.
Only take you an hour 15, hour and 20 minutes.
Well, if I didn't have a funeral to go to, I would, yes. No.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I got pork butts on the smoker. I got the four GPS antennas installed, and those are cabled into the house. I got that done. So. Probably going to go upstairs and get a bite to eat before I have to leave here, and I got to leave here at 11.
I like my day better.
Yeah, I hear it's supposed to snow today, too.
Where are you at, Tom? K-C-A-K-J-O.
I guess he's fixing something that's broken.
Okay, I'll hand it off. Greg, your turn.
23 Mile and North Avenue at ETA, or 8 minutes out.
I must be the straggler. It says 14 minutes. So, where am I at here? Down here at the Gratiot Avenue exit on 94 in Roseville.
Somebody must have hit somebody. I see red and blue lights ahead of me and a small traffic jam.
How come everything hurts when I wake up today, these days?
Because you got more mileage on your clock.
Like I get up and I groan, like, oh, getting vertical. It's like, drop something to pick it up, oh. It's like, what the hell's going on?
It's Arthur. Well, that's what my mom used to say, it's Arthur.
Going by a truck right now, it's got emblazed on the side of it, Brave Fire Protection.
Dun-dun-dun, WSSM. I'm wondering why your nav didn't have you go up to, all the way to 23 mile on 94.
Oh, mine?
Yeah, didn't you mention you were getting off at Gratiot on Roseville?
No, I was just saying that's where I was. It's got me running 94 all the way out to 23.
Ah, all right, copy. KE8, VSI.
Yep, just went under Shook. Coming up on 16 mile here, so. ETA still 950. No matter how fast I go.
Good enough.
Well, as they say in the professional side of the radio business, I am 23.
I have no idea what that means, but I think I can infer you're destinated.
That's what it means. It could be a West Side thing, too. I don't know. But that's what we said over there.
Say I never heard that either, but you know. In fact, I haven't heard 10 codes on the radio in decades. Used to 90s was the last time I think I heard them. Not many, and they would just generally say 96 or something like that. Mostly it was just 96.
I don't know what that one meant. What? I would have thrown a chop.
No, that was mental. Still use 1080 up in our phone here for deceased parties. But, I heard 10-4 over the weekend up in the UP, but that was about it. Yep, 96 was just a polite way to say I got a nut here.
Okay, Sam, since I'm dating myself, 10-8 used to mean we were available. And maybe I dated myself there, huh?
10-8?
Oh, when I first started doing that shit in 98, the department I worked for used all that, 10-8, 10-7, 10-42. We used all that stuff. I know we still use 10-9 and 10-10, and 10-8. The department I work for now, but it means something totally different. It only means something to our department.
We pretty much have a moratorium on all that. It's like plain language. 10 codes were for simplex operations when you might be in the static or in the noise. But with these new systems, the SOP is plain language.
Called plain English, damn it. Christ. Bunch of mutes.
waiting for the Roger.
You can take your Roger. It's fine. It's plain English.
Well, Roger the Dodger.
That could be the team.
You admit, Fred, though, that 96 had its place. You know, they would, it was long after we stopped using 10 codes of any kind, but we'd always use 96 just because, well, there wasn't a better way to really say what you were up against.
Yeah, and we say 72 for certain things. There's like three codes that still get used, I know, in certain places for certain things.
Okay, what are they?
You need to know.
Nope. If I do it again, I'm just going to use plain language. I'm in route, I'm here, I'm leaving.
Right, you know,
Google says I'm 3 minutes out. I am getting off 94.
There you go.
On 429.
I just drive for him once in a while. Last time I drove for him was in February, so that's enough of that part of my life. But I guess I'll have to ask my buddy, do they still use all those numbers over there? I'll ask. Let's see, good conversation.
Well, if you're a bunch of CBU truckers, go right ahead. Have at it.
Are you being salty?
I think I'm just not any more salty than normal, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I was going to say, I don't think they got any extra salt in me right now. I should, but I don't.
Speaking of that, I'm near Salt River. Anyhow, because I got half a mile to go. I will be there momentarily.
I do
Greg,
you
where are you?
Work. Hey, I know you're on vacation, but can you get their laptop set up for a new employee and their email and all their other stuff and then deliver it for pickup on Thursday?
Well, your answer is... Sports.
My answer is what? Your signal is poo-poo.
Is this better? Anyhow, your answer to that question, can you, is of paramount importance.
$1.49 beef tacos. What?
What kind of beef, though?
I don't know. I don't associate this place with tacos. So, all right. Anyhow, I am here. W8FU.
You children have fun. W8FSM.
W8FSM.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees.
NA KPP mobile.
A backup here.
here. I'm still not even past 94 yet.
All right, that's good to know. That's going to make me reroute my travel plans.
Yeah, looking at my map here, it looks like as soon as I get over the freeway, which is shortly here, it should open up to 8 PSI.
You guys get stuck in Holiday Shoppers?
Not sure. I don't think that's it. It might be an accident, and then I know by crash if they got a lane closed there for a little bit. So, but yeah, it's heavy traffic. Definitely part of it.
I got to run down to BJ's, get some diesel fuel, and one more Christmas present. So I'm gonna run. I'm gonna take this way, take through the subdivisions.
Very good.
Yeah, I gave up getting gas at Costco or whatever. Those lines are always so long, usually never worth it. It's like, what am I saving, a dollar?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do the math and that kind of stuff, and I agree with you. You know, do it. Okay, I'm going to take 8 gallons of gas. I'm going to save 10 cents. So, you know what it is. Ah, there's our winter weather advisory. Anybody know how much snow we're supposed to get? I do agree with you, Dave, though. Sometimes if you do the math on it, it's not worth it. Now, if you needed 30 gallons or something, yeah, that's a different story. That may be worth the wait, but, okay, what's your time worth?
Yeah, I'm expensive with my time. So it's worth the question. But, yeah. No, I mean, if you're there and you don't have anything else going on at the moment, or you don't have to be back in a hurry, then fine, stay in line, but it's usually not worth it. I don't know if BJ's is the same way, but Costco gives you that 3% or whatever at any gas station, so it doesn't matter which gas station you go to. I mean, you'll get the Costco there, you know, because you're putting points on your card and stuff like that. But supposedly you can go to any gas station. I haven't checked my bill or anything like that, but you get the extra bonus at any gas station.
Yeah, that's worth it, too. Kroger is always pretty good pricing, too, and all you have to do is shop there once in a while, and you get their discount. So you punch in your little phone number, and you get there. So Kroger, another favorite of mine. So Kroger and then Costco. Or, I'm sorry, BJ's. Costco, I couldn't, you know, we went Christmas shopping Saturday, shopping for food and all that other fun stuff. And we went to Costco, and oh my gosh, that was like wall to wall, elbow to elbow. I mean, wait forever. And then we went to BJ's, and it was like it was Monday morning. I mean, it was like, it was the difference between night and day. I just, you know, it was just like it was a regular day. So it was kind of weird.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, well, Hall Road Costco is pretty much any time during their open hours. It's just crazy. I try to go during the week, earlier in the day, and I won't go there on a weekend. If you were there on a Saturday, that's a bad park right there, and then right before Christmas, yeah, I wouldn't touch it. But good to know that BJ's isn't on. I've yet to go there. and I don't know that I ever will, so it's a little out of the way. But and we don't buy much even at Costco, so. But yeah, Hall Road is the Costco there. It's just insane all the time.
Let's see if I got it. Yeah, well, one of the things with the BJ's, you know, I mean, it's about as far east as you can go, and there's really, you're not drawing any people from the east, because there's water. So, you know, where with Costco, you're drawing from north, south, east, and west, and BJ's, you're basically drawing, you know, from the west, can't draw from the east. Not many people from the south head up that way, and so it's kind of a, you know, kind of a, I don't know, I guess from a marketing standpoint, it's kind of a strange place to put a store of that size, but nonetheless, they did it. Dave?
Yeah, they're probably thinking of the I-94 area, and I mean, that whole area, everything over here is growing a little bit, so it might start getting more activity over time. But, yeah, it's a little bit out of the way from what I want to travel. Most of the time I go to Costco just to eat their food.
Good morning.
I have gone in there several times without buying anything and just go to their, like, I just want to get away from my desk after all my meetings and just, you know, go to lunch somewhere, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. I'll just go to Costco and have get lunch or something and not buy anything. And it works out well. You don't have to go through lines for that. And their food court thing is, a lot of times it's full of people, but if it is, you can just, like, get it to go and, you know, eat in your car and go home. I've done that a couple times. But, yeah, and my kids like it now, too. I've taken them there, and it's like you can eat, the whole family can eat there for $10, so why not?
Well, if you were creative, you could do it even cheaper than that. Take them to all the free samples.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten at Costco. I'm aware of the pizza and the hot dogs. I may have tried one or the other once, but I honestly don't remember. I remember intending to, but I don't know if I did it or not. So, but yeah, for the price, bang for the buck, heck, that's the way to go. And if you don't buy anything, I know you can get around the lines, but even that parking lot on the one at Hall Road there is just nuts. You got to walk 3 miles to get in, but, you know, that's not the end of the world either.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. It's like every time I go there, I know I gotta have to park in the filler lot, and I just park there to begin with and walk in. But you know, it's the other thing too, gotta get some exercise in me. If I have to walk a little bit, it wouldn't hurt me.
Special weather statement.
All right, I'll let you guys talk. I gotta step in the other room, so I can't get into the repeater very easily with a walkie-talkie, so I will say 73 and listen, KF8S.
You have a good one. I'm going to be out of here in a minute, too. I'm almost to my destination, and I might get some diesel fuel if the line's not too bad, and then I got to run into the store. So, Greg, I'll be clear after yours, N-A-K-B-B, K-E-H-E-S-I.
All right, Dave, we'll probably talk to you soon, and good luck with the fuel situation there, Wally. And I just made it to North Avenue, northbound to 24 Mile. KE8BSI.
Well, the fuel thing isn't happening. The line is really long, so I'm going to the store. N-A-K-B-B.
Special weather statement. Special weather statement.
Oh, man!
Just a big yawn is all.
Did you get your packages?
Oh, yeah, and I dropped them off at my in-laws. Visited with them for a little bit and just get rolling again.
Not very good. I am leaving BJ's.
Oh, that took a while. Big line.
Line wasn't too bad. Wally just likes to wander and shop and see all the cool things.
Oh, you went in. I thought you just went to get gas.
No, I went and got her present. One little item that she wanted here. Wasn't no big item, but it was an item.
Gotcha, yeah, yeah. For some reason I thought you were going there to get gas. I went by there the other day. Matter of fact, I'm right here right now. I'm just, I'm by the runway for Selfridge. But I can see it right up ahead here. I went by the other day to get gas, and the line was so bad, I said, to hell with this.
Yeah, I'm going to go look one more time.
See if it's worth it.
Oh, heavens, no. It's a long, long, long line.
Yep, that's what I noticed when I went there. I said, yeah, I ain't doing that. So, anywho, I'm just passing Town Center Boulevard right now. I'm right in front of BJ's as we speak.
Look down, you can see me.
I think I shall get fuel at Kroger. I shall pay the extra.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Updated weather.
I had points at Meijer's. I ended up getting a dollar off. Paid $2.15 a gallon for my fill-up. I was on vapors, so it was a good fill-up.
Well, that makes it a significant savings. I heard Tom on 5-1, and I tried to call him back, but he didn't hear me, so I don't know what he did. I don't know why I'm so tired. I shouldn't be. I slept pretty good. Feels like I could use a nap.
I think that's that get old thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Don't want to hear it. So, what else you got on your agenda for today, now that you got all of your festivities done?
Nothing really. Just head home and probably just putz around. Today's going to be pretty anticlimactic. Nothing going on. Nothing on TV to watch. Yesterday had a football game, of course. Saturday had another football game. It was a good week for football for me. All my teams won. So today, got nothing. But I'm just going to enjoy it because tomorrow's, you know, the big event for us. And then Christmas Day is rather down tempo for us as well. We get it all knocked out on Christmas Eve. Then back to work. Two fun-filled days, and then I'm off again until the Thursday after New Year's.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of traffic around here today. I'm kind of surprised. I might go to the office and make a cameo appearance.
I actually thought about doing that at my place, and I said, nah, I don't need, do that. They're probably enjoying it without me.
Or that proverbial never-ending comment of, as long as you're here, or while you're here, I have a question. And a question usually means a project. So, that's probably going to be what happens. Looks like the big lake is starting to freeze over.
Yeah, I noticed the ice fishermen were out on the canals by my in-laws. They poked a couple of holes and were camping out right out their door wall. The people sitting right there ice fishing. I said, man, you're ruining our ice skating.
They were physically in the water, standing on the ice. I don't know if I have that big of guts yet. Maybe I would do it from the pier or something, but I don't know if I would go stand in that ice. It hasn't been cold that long.
Well, these are the canals. They tend to freeze over
earlier.
Yeah, if you're catching fish, it's fun. I gotta give it that. But when you're not catching fish, it's a pain in the butt. You just get like, why am I doing this? So, I've been out there both ways. Went out one time with a guy that was a fisherman. Did it a little bit for money. And we went perch fishing. And it was bad. It was like a 5-to-1 ratio. Him getting 5, me getting 1. So, I just don't know. Some of them just have the knack, I guess.
The billboard on the freeway here says, refis are bat. Are they?
I'm not sure what that means. And AKPP, I haven't said that in a tad minute. What does that mean?
Refinancing. Is anybody refinancing right now? I mean, I guess the rates are a little better, but has there been anything good enough to warrant going through the cost of refinancing?
I wouldn't think so. I remember back in my days, it had to be a pretty big number in order to jump, because they would get you with all these little fees and points and all those other little fun words that they used to say. So I don't know if I would let it down. The interest rate for savings accounts is still, 3.75% or something like that. So my guess is it's still got to be up there. It's still got to be above that by a couple, 3 points. So I can't see why or how there could be any deals on refinancing. Yes, but I'm not following it. But I probably should see what a loan is.
Wonder if Anthony is around. Anthony! Suppose I have to get a hold of him on Telegram.
Yeah, you're supposed to get a hold of him. I think he said Telegram. I thought he said he had an hour to work or something. I thought he said Telegram or something like that.
Well, I'll get off here at 696. 696 and 94. Pull up here in the Shores and give him a minute to respond.
I'm going to pull into Kroger right here, right now, and get some fuel. So, you have a good time finding Anthony. Be careful out there, and we'll chat in a little bit. N-8-K-P-P.
John, you looking for me? K-E-8-R-U-H.
I was just saying that I'm going by in the Shores area right now.
Are you on 94 and heading to 696?
That's pretty much where I'm at.
I am at Stevenson and 12 Mile right now. I was going to stop in Kroger real quick. Do you want me to call out and see where at when I get out of here, and then I can even meet you right over off of Dequindre, wherever you're at?
Yeah, give me a call. Let me know where you're at. I'll be getting off. I'll take 696 to Dequindre, and I'll head up on Dequindre. So just let me know when you get out, and if we can connect, then great.
Sounds good. I'll try to make it quick in here. Talk to you shortly. K-8-R-U-H, clear.
Get it all done before the snow.
No!
Yeah, it's going to be a windy amount, 2 to 3 inches, but, you know, it's going to cause havoc of people driving.
Dan, what are you talking on right now?
Oh, is it crappy? This is my H3.
It sounds good. It's just blasting.
Hold on. I'll turn the mic gain down. 1 second. All right,
what we got was all right.
I missed that. Is it okay now?
It's still hot, but it's much better.
All right. I went. The second time that's happened, you said, all right, I, and then it just drops out.
Yeah, I wonder if my power is too low, but how is this?
I'll listen to it a little bit.
Alrighty, this is the TID Radio H3. I put a hacked firmware on it. Some guy made a custom firmware for it, so there's a lot of like little knobs to tweak and stuff like that. And I'm in my garage, so it's probably echoing a little bit.
Yeah, that's certainly contributing to it. There's no question. But yeah, it's still hot, but not as hot as it was. So can live with it.
Well, I turned the mic gain down all the way.
That's funny. It's like each time you adjust the mic gain, the next transmission only lasts for a few syllables or a few words, and then it drops.
All right, let's try again. How about here?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right, I basically turned the mic gain off, and I can always adjust with Simple Tune later, but cool. Well, anyways, I'm trying this out, and it's got a little dinky antenna on it, and it's 200 milliwatts, so I'm wondering if when I'm dropping, it's because of the power might be too low.
Except all three times, it only did it the first transmission after you adjusted the mic gain, and then not a single drop after that.
Very interesting. All right, well, I'll monitor it. Like I said, it's hacked firmware, so it's going to be all beta, but this is definitely an improvement on what the radio was before. It's got a real S meter on it now, and it's got some other cool things. Memory banks and all kinds of crazy stuff, but I love when they hack these things.
That's what makes it fun. It's, otherwise, they're just cheap radios, but when you can start punking around with firmwares and stuff like that, I guess they become intriguing.
Yuppers. It's just, you know, it's cool to see because maybe some of these, maybe the big three will take note of what people are doing with this and like, you know, oh, wow, these features seem to be common that everybody likes. Why don't we incorporate that in our radios and then nobody has to have a hacked firmware. Here you go. And all that kind of stuff. Like, I imagine their next, like Yaesu's next HT, I bet you it has like, some digital signal processing and stuff like that. Would it be worth buying? Probably not, but you never know. Anyways, I had to find some.
I did it again. Anyhow, I had to find some, then it just, boom, dropped.
Winter weather.
Not sure if you're done, but dropped
special
again.
Special weather statement.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there's something definitely wrong. You're getting a couple of words out and then dropping. It's pretty consistent.
All right, let's see how this is working. Yeah, I have a feeling that the power setting was too low, so I bumped it to normal levels.
All righty, I'll keep an eye on it.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, I'll go back to a real radio now.
There you go. That sounds better, too. A little smoother. Got more audio, but less. It's not as bright. Was that Joe?
Yep, QSL there. I think that's Sean and the LSL there. I just briefly going to jump in, if you don't mind, and say I hear him cutting out two over here, which I'm sure you know, Sean. But when you told him he was hot, you just, my warped mind, next time anybody, if anybody ever tells me that next time and it's a guy, Tom, I'd rather hear that from a woman. Hi, hi. But you guys go to it. I just thought I'd jump in and say, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. KE4ZYQ.
Well, funny you should mention it. Merry Christmas to you, Joe. Yeah, I was just experimenting with hacked firmware, so yeah, that sounds like that's not ready for prime time. Though, you know, they've had several revisions since I just put the stable one on there, what they say was stable, but we will continue to play with that thing for now. But until then, I'll be back on the regular radio until I can prove that it's stable. So, back to you, Sean.
How come you get behind a car doing 50 and a 70 on a freeway, and as you get up behind them, you smell that telltale smell, cannabis, somebody doing 50 and a 70, and it's like, go figure.
And not a care in the world. Are you already driving like 10 over and somebody's still not satisfied with how fast you're going? They want to pass you.
At ADDF.
Dakota!
Is that Dakota? Go ahead.
You guys staying warm and enjoying your day off?
Not really.
I am.
In the garage freezing because I'm cutting boxes.
I heard both of you. Dan, what are you cutting boxes for? And then give it to Sean.
Oh, we have a backlog of boxes that wouldn't fit in the bin. You know, it doesn't fit in the bin every week, so I've been whittling that supply down. So tonight's garbage night, and I gotta get that in the bins for garbage night. And I know we're gonna have more boxes from Christmas. So when we open all the presents, there's gonna be more boxes. Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, I'm just navigating some traffic here on Stevenson, coming up on Gardenia, about a half mile from where Anthony is right now. Because I got to go to the same store he's at.
Oh, are you hooking up with him to get that radio?
I got a radio he's picking up. And I figured if we could connect, why not?
Yeah, that's what I meant. He's picking up that one, or the 100?
Correct.
Man, I should have never known. Yes, give me a minute. I'll be back. Anyway, DBM.
Now he's going to make a Wires X room that nobody will join. And good luck getting Yaesu to register your device. I've been trying for the last 2 weeks to get my FTM200 Wires X registered, and they still have not replied to me. It's annoying that you gotta wait for some one Japanese guy somewhere in a office in Tokyo to put your registration in. I think he only works one day a week or something.
Man, this place is packed.
Yeah, I hate holidays and going into grocery stores. It's just, it's nuts.
What kind of car does Anthony drive?
I don't know the answer to that question. I have to wait for Dakota.
Yeah, because I'm next to a silver Ford with some sort of a dual bander on the trunk deck lid and some sort of a little mag mount thing up poking out of the back door on the roof. Definitely some sort of radio geek.
Does one of them look like a 900 megahertz antenna?
Yep.
That's probably him because he's got a mobile mesh-tastic node. By the way, I ordered a lip mount for my car. I think I'm going to try to get away from the mag mount as well And I have one spot where I think it will work well. So we'll try that out when it gets here Friday.
All right, let me jump out of here. It is Anthony. He just came out to the car here. I'll be back. W8FU. KF8S.
This place is a madhouse.
KF8S. I don't know if I'm on the right spot.
I'm hearing you.
Yay, the macros worked. Usually I'll leave, sit on the lurker, and then I move over. Yeah. Should you get out early, or are you still working just on lunch?
I'm still working. I had to go return some stuff. I kind of was sad returning that BTEC amp after I used it for, I don't know, what, about a month?
Yeah, well, at least you got to return it. You didn't have to, you know, no issues returning it. Just bring it back to Amazon or whatever. But, yep, well, that 5100 should serve you well. Unfortunately, you know, like, D-Star doesn't sound the best going over to the hub, but I think I have the levels decent enough where it's not so annoying.
Truthfully, I have zero complaints about the 5100. I had one in the Tacoma. It was a great radio. My biggest complaint was the head is too big, and that truck was just really small, so when you had a big radio face and a small windshield, it was kind of obnoxious, but I primarily live on analog. The only time I'll be digital is if I'm going into my open spot, you know, talking to you guys, like, on the road for some reason. So I'm very content with it. I know you told me not to, but I did take it apart. It's a solid radio, and I look at it as it's an analog radio that just so happens to have D-Star.
Probably no high-pitched whiny noise coming from the speaker.
This is also true, and I've got it hooked up to my ICOM SP35, which is a very high-quality little external speaker. And I was just listening to you guys, and I was driving down Hall Road. I smiled to myself, and I was like, I cannot believe how good this radio sounds.
Yeah, that's a shame. You know, I mean, there is a fusion repeat. There are fusion repeaters around here, but it's not like necessary to talk on. I talked to Chuck on it. I think he's probably the only person I talked to on fusion, and you know, some random folks every once in a while, but for the most part, yeah, I agree with you. I like to be over on this side more, and with being able to turn the All-Star nodes over and use any HT, that's kind of a big benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy Fusion, right? I don't hate it, but if I need to talk to people on Fusion, I got my open spot, so there you go. It is a bummer. I think the 500 has, I mean, you guys all have it and have no problem, but, like, to me, it was the perfect radio. It had everything I wanted. It's got APRS. It's got dual VFL, PMG, speaker in the head, you name it. Like, it was exactly what I wanted in a mobile, and, you know, it sucked. I got it defective, and the straw that broke the camel's back was I sent it to them and they still didn't fix it. So it's like, you know what, I'm done with the ASU. And then I started thinking back to when I had my first FT5 and I was telling them about how the audio sounded horrible. And, you know, they're like, oh, that's normal. I'm like, okay. So I'm done with the ASU. Won't buy any more of their stuff. I know their HF rigs are good, but I don't even want to deal with them anymore. So I'm going to buy another ICOM, or I'd buy a Zygu before I bought Yaesu, and I might do that. I might buy a 6100 just for POTA and screwing around because I don't have that much time to do HF anymore.
Yep. Well, I mean, I still like my 500. It sounds good in my car. I don't have that weird whiny noise. I could hear it a little bit in your video, and, you know, to be honest, if you didn't point it out, it wouldn't bug me. But now I'm listening for it, and now I'm going to hear it all the time. But I don't hear it on mine, thank goodness.
That's what I mean. I know it's a defective radio, and I'm glad that you guys don't have the problem. If you were in front of that radio, it is so obvious and annoying. It's like when someone's got a hum on their all-star node, like you just, that's all you can hear. It's just like that on that 500, and like I said, I sent it in, they said they fixed it, I got it back, and it still did the same thing, if not worse. That's when I was like, okay, this radio's obviously got issues, give me a new one, and all's good. And then they're like, no, send it in again. So it's like, you know what, I don't even want to deal with you anymore, I'm selling the radio as soon as I get it back. If it's fixed, obviously. If it's not, I'm just going to, I don't know what, I'll office space the damn thing.
I just sell it for somebody that doesn't care about that noise, I guess, you know. Deep discount, because it makes a whiny noise. Just disclose it and, you know, see what people will offer you for it, if they will, you know. I mean, somebody was willing to buy it off you for $200, so I don't think you want to sell it that low, though.
Office space it? Freaking hilarious. W item.
It was hard to put it back in the box and ship it back to California, because it was that close to meeting its maker. I'm not going to sell it to anyone and, you know, rip them off and be like, oh, yeah, it works great. I've got a feeling that they're going to replace the entire head this time around. So it'll come back fixed. If it doesn't, then I don't know. I think I'm going to go to DXC and be like, listen, you guys are the retailer. You fix it.
KZJF. That Office Space reference, I just watched that recently. Go ahead, Breaking Station.
Yeah, Jason, KZJF. Did that thing come back, Dakota?
Came back just as bad as when I shipped it out, and now it's back there again. So I bought a 5100 and put it in the truck, and that's all she wrote for Yaesu for me. I'm done.
Oh, man, that's frustrating. That sucks. I was hoping you still had it. We could swap parts back and forth to figure out what it was, but it's already on the way back. It's on the way back.
Yeah, they said they fixed it. They didn't fix it. The worst part is I explained it in the work order, and I was like, it's directly correlated with the backlight brightness. So if it's on minimum brightness, it's when it's most prevalent. If it's on max brightness, it's pretty much gone. I get the radio back. It's on max brightness. It sounds great. I turned on minimum brightness. It sounds horrible. So do is give you a label to send it back. I'm like, the best you can do is just replace the defective unit that I bought from you.
Yeah, no doubt. That would be my expectation. Did you get it from DXC?
I did get it from DXC, but it's Mars modded, so they said, good luck. Go to Yaesu.
Okay, that's a bummer. The first 200 I got from them came to my house clearly used. The screen protector was off. There were some scratches on it. Somebody had taken the head extension cable and swapped out just a regular round Cat 5 cable. I'm like, come on, guys. I paid for a brand new and not an open box. So they swapped it out for me, but, yeah, it was unmodded.
Usually pretty good. So I ordered my first 500 and it got lost. Usually, like anything, like my 5100 I ordered on Friday, I had it Saturday. So anything I order from them, I do the pre-ground shipping and it's always next day. My first 500 I ordered, it was like day 7. I'm like, okay, this thing's lost. It hasn't updated. It hasn't moved. They're like, yeah, you're a good customer. We'll ship out another one. Well, they both showed up the next day, and then I had to pick which one I kept. And I shipped one back, and of course I picked the lemon. But they're really good at customer service. Like, they've always taken great care of me. So if Yaesu drops the ball for a third time, I'm going to call DXC and be like, look, I don't even care what we do with this thing. You guys sold it to me. I'll send it to you. You tell me what you think, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Another 50-50 shot of sending one back. You had 100% chance you picked the wrong one, right? But, yeah, that's frustrating.
Never fails, man.
I think I jumped into a conversation. Whoever else was there, go ahead. Back to you.
Yeah, no worries. I was just waiting for you guys to finish. I'm cutting up boxes right now, so I needed both hands anyways to slice these things. So, I will take out your frustration of your FTM 500 on the boxes. I hate cutting up boxes, but almost done here. KF8S. Go ahead, Dakota.
It's unfortunate that everybody in the area knows the damn story of this radio now. It's not good PR for Yaesu. Not that I really care anymore, but, you know, I don't know. The hardest part for me to wrap my head around is, like, this is your flagship radio that you charge way too much money for, and your answer is, I'll try to fix it again. Like, I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, there should have been no questions asked. Here's a new unit, or here's a new head. The thing is less than a month old. Like, it's not like I had anything to do with it. So that's the part that bugs me the most, is the way they're handling it. It should have been, we couldn't fix it. Here's a new unit.
Yeah, no doubt. That is absolutely what I would expect. And the only
old school
good customer service outcome, in my opinion. But
think
you just had bad luck of the draw. I haven't heard great things about the repair overall, but I have four users, and all four of them have been perfect. So, I don't know. That's
20%. Remember back when they had the
issue rate out of five of them between us, I guess.
When the what is it called? The controllers were drifting, and you could get yours repaired for free, but you had to send them your old controllers. Like, well, what controllers am I going to use while I wait for you to send me the new one? So they basically had to send yours in to get them fixed, and then they'll send them back. And so that was weird. But that's just the way they do it. You could try, like, writing a nice ChatGPT written complaint letter to the president of Japan, Yaesu, or something, and see what they say.
You guys doubled pretty good there, but I think I got both of you. Yeah, I remember you telling me you got all those Yaesus and you haven't any problems. And honestly, I've got, you know, I've had a couple, I've never had issues. I had a 300, a 200, I've got a VX6, I had an FP5, which didn't have any manufacturer defects, it's just poorly made. And then, you know, I bought this thing thinking flagship, new, awesome radio, and it's just been very disappointing, big letdown. And, yeah, Dave, I don't know. We'll see if it gets to that point. I might, I don't know. I will escalate it to some extent. The reason I bought a 5100 is, A, I'm done with the Yaesu, but B, like, I got sick of using an HT as a mobile unit, which it was working fine, but I wanted a proper setup. And having the proper setup now, it, like, alleviates the frustration of not having my radio still. So, like, I'm a little bit more collected now if I want to talk to them. Like, look, I don't care anymore, but, like, can we make this right? That way I can sell this thing and get some of my money back and just be done with it.
Yeah, we doubled. As soon as I unkeyed, I heard them talking. I'm like, whoops, we doubled. But, Yeah, I hope they work it out for you in a way that's satisfactory to you. Listen, I'm just pulling up to my stop here, so I'm going to be out for 20 minutes or so. I'll be back later on. 73KZHAF clear.
All right, man. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you later.
Heard another station. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys? I heard Dakota complaining about his radio. I'm glad you got it resolved, though. At least you have a good radio in the vehicle.
I know, right? Me complaining about a radio. Never. That's why I just bit the bullet. It sucked because, like, that was not what I wanted to spend money on. I wanted to buy an HF rig, but I use this more every day, so I wanted one that actually worked. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I think we beat the subject to death. But yeah, now that you've got a solution, you can be a little bit more. I would try to get a free radio out of it, or get some kind of consolation prize. Maybe they'll send you some free stuff, or they'll refund you, or they'll give you, I don't know. Maybe you can get something out of this, is what I'm saying. Now that you don't really care, and if you can hold off getting money back from it for a little while, maybe you can get it escalated and kind of like mark up the chain, and so that somebody there knows about these type of issues. Otherwise, they're just going to keep on doing it and think business as usual or whatever.
But yep. So when are you gonna get your mesh Tastic node like completely online? You don't have one at your home GTH? Back to you, Dakota, really quick.
Yeah, I'm going to bark up the tree, and that's actually a good idea. My plan was to just get it back fixed, sell it, take that money and reinvest it in a different rig, or, you know, put it back in my pocket since I had to spend that on the 5100. But no, that's a good idea. Maybe I can just be like, you know what, fine, but you're going to give me a coupon towards, you know, of this amount, this value, towards one of your HF rigs. As much as I don't want one, if I can get something out of them, you're right. I'll see what I can do. They offer me a freaking Yaesu hat or a t-shirt, I'm going to freak out. I ordered the proper antenna adapter for my my one node, the first one I built. I'm going to return that giant antenna. I got one of those alphas. And then my new node that I ordered from Rockland got delivered today, so I got to put that together. And then I don't have my T-Deck Plus yet, but I do have my Echo at home, so I'll get one of those online as an MQTT. I know. I kind of took like a step back from that the last couple of days because I've been focused on other stuff. But I need to get those finalized.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Dakota, you have had, just remember, you hate this one, but you have had some Yaesus that you like. I now own one of them. But, you know, you're frustrated now. Don't let it spoil it for everything. Cause hopefully they'll treat you well and you can get over this hump. But on a different note, did you see the Facebook Marketplace ad that I sent you along with, have you looked any more at that UV Pro, that Baofeng that you posted that has APRS and app like phone app programming? Send it over to Dave, and then Dakota, you can answer on the next go-round.
It's funny you should mention that. So I have one. It's in a box. I'm not allowed to open it until Christmas. So I've got one, but I haven't played with it. Over to Dakota.
I did look at that briefly, Anthony. I got to look at it closer to see if there's anything worth salvaging in there. And I have not done anything with that BTEC Pro yet. I kind of want one, but I kind of don't need one, especially now that the 75 lives on my desk. I really don't need another HT. But speaking of HTs, I know I do have a couple. My FT60 was a great radio. FT65, a great radio. My VX6R is still like probably my go-to. If I'm going somewhere and I need to pack a radio, it would be that one. I really don't care for their HF line. I don't like their, it sounds stupid, but the aesthetic I don't like. I don't like their menus. I don't like their text. I don't like their colors. I really like the icon stuff. It's very clean, simple. But I know. I'm going to see what happens. I'll let you guys talk about the Pro real quick. I got to run into Jimmy John's, pick up my lunch. I'll be right back. At ADDM.
Yeah, I'd be interested once you get your hands on that thing, what you think. I'm hoping it's intuitive and easy to use because it would be really nice to have a HT that you can program on the fly from your phone that has APRS and that functionality. And it's not a $700 flagship radio. And really from what I've seen, it seems like people enjoy that radio. So I'm interested, but also don't need any more radios. So I can't wait to hear what you think.
Yeah, I'm of the same mindset. I was going to try doing one of those all-in-one cables where you can just plug it into your, you know, any radio that has a K connector and use that for APRS. But when I saw that this one had the KISS mode, you know, keep it simple, stupid mode or whatever it's called, where you can Bluetooth it to either, like, your phone or I think you can tether it to your computer. I'm not sure exactly how you would do that. Maybe the computer has to have Bluetooth. Wondering if you could do it over the cable. I don't know.
But I thought that was interesting, because then it would be really easy to use in a portable situation. And then as far as like sending and receiving APRS messages, you know, the one difficulty of being able to do that is the keyboards on radios, you know, they're not meant for you to type like your phone or whatever. But so the fact that you could use your phone and, you know, tether to this thing and you can type in the message you want to send over APRS, that kind of appealed to me too. So how practical this is or not, I don't know. But, yeah, like you said, it's $150, and you can do APRS and all those weird things with it and program it from your phone. And I think it'll be a good radio. I don't know, but we'll see. To be determined.
Yeah, at one point I had a MobiLink or MobiLink CNC, and I had it set up with a Baofeng, and it worked well, and then just stopped recharging everything, and then I guess the iGate in Mount Clemens stopped working. And it didn't get, I don't even know if it's up right now, but I wasn't able to hit any iGates or DigiPeters. And I fought APRS for like a month, and I could never get it to do anything. And then finally at some point, I don't know, maybe it was in June or July, I talked to Sean, and he was like, oh yeah, that iGate, it's not functioning. And haven't looked back, haven't messed with APRS since then, because where I'm at, I can't get in. Now, with, I think Dakota is going to help me out, and he built that APRS iGate, and I think he's going to build one of those up for me, and I'll have one of those at the house, and then maybe I'll start getting back into APRS again. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's so reliant on other things that I didn't have control over, so I haven't messed with it at all in a long time.
I'll build you one. Give me some time. I keep forgetting to order that dongle, too. I just want to let you guys know I'm already back at the office, so I'm going to clear out. But I'm out of here at 4, so I'll catch you later. At 8 p.m.
Right. Talk to you later, Dakota. KF8F. But yeah, we'll see how this works. I want to do the same thing too. I want to set up an iGate up in, you know, I'm gonna stuff it up somewhere. That was kind of the reason why I got one of those. I bought two of those all-in-one cables. Somebody made, like, he already put the K connectors on it. He soldered the headphone, you know, the 2.5 and the 3.5 on it, and provided a case with it, and I think it was like $30, something like that. There's a guy, N6 something. That was the guy. I don't remember his suffix, but he makes them, and he ships them out pretty fast. And I want to try them because it's basically a USB-C on one side and then the K connector style in the thing. You can even use them for All-Star, I guess. I haven't tried that out, but it's compatible with, like, using it as the transceiver for All-Star, as well as being able to do things like, you know, an iGate.
Well, that'd be pretty cool to get that going. I find myself, and I've told Dakota before, I find myself in way over my head on a lot of this stuff, and then I need to, you know, once I get it figured out, it's pretty easy. But like I said, I fought APRS for a month, and then found out that the iGate was down, and was like, oh, that's why. It's not because I'm an idiot. It's because it shouldn't work right now. So there's all kinds of nuanced things like that I think we all experience. But I'm greener than all you guys are, so it shows more often.
Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and I have a feeling they'll probably put it back. There's probably something. I think Sean said maybe it was an antenna issue or something. I don't remember. But I don't think it's going to be gone forever. I think it's just temporarily, like, not there. And at some point, it'll come back. And then, you know, we can I can put up one at my house to try to listen, but you know, I'm not going to be a tower or a big building, so I don't know what I'll hear. And but you know, at least you know it's better than having nothing around here, right? So it's the same thing with the Meshtastic stuff. We're trying to build that out a little bit. Me and Greg can reach each other, kind of line of sight, but it's kind of wonky. There happens to be a guy in between us. His name is Riley. He's got a node at his work, so that's like in between us, so we're hopping between that guy. So I think Davian wants to set something up. So that would cover like up here, but then trying to get it going, you know, down south more and things like that, that might be a little bit more challenging. But that's why we're using that MQTT. We're kind of linking meshes together. So like if you have a mesh around you, you know, you doing something at your house and nodes around you, you could link, you know, to us, and we just have our meshes kind of linked together, and you know, just to fill in the gaps until there's somebody in between us that we don't need that anymore.
Yeah, that's what with the Meshtastic. That's what I've been, you know, Dakota and I have been talking about it for a long time, and I, you know, I finally came to the point about 2 months ago and started buying. I have three nodes now. I have one on my roof, one in my car, and then one that sits on my dresser that I have turned off right now. But it was just like, this is a really cool thing. I would like it to get better, and without people adopting it, it's not going to get better. So that's why I threw a node up on the roof. I got a buddy that, you know, he's willing to put one on his house. So I'm sure as all you guys and I, you know, we all get people to start putting them up places, it'll start to grow because it's such a low barrier of entry cost-wise. You don't need to be licensed, things like that. But then back to the APRS, and you're saying you don't think you'll hear much. You know, it's interesting. I live in Grosse Pointe, and I'm about a mile from the lake. And there's a lot of the freighters that run APRS on the boat, and I do pick those up when they pass by. So that's interesting, you know. And once I get that iGate up, I'll probably get all of that traffic, I would imagine. So I intend on putting an antenna up on the roof to pick that stuff up.
Yeah, it is VHF, so yeah, it kind of works well like that. So yeah, we'll see. It will be interesting. I have a little bit more a better feeling about APRS because it's a standard and it's like, you know, you can use more power and things like that. I think that works better than say this Meshtastic, but this Meshtastic stuff is, I feel like, could be a gateway for, you know, people who aren't hams, and they get to play, tinker a little bit with radio, and maybe they, you know, they get used to the idea, oh, I got to put an antenna this way, you know, maybe they start getting the bug and get interested, and maybe that leads to them becoming hams and things like that. So another gateway avenue for the tinkerer, you know.
Yeah, hey, I just pulled up in the driveway. I'm going to have to let you go because I got to unload my car. It was good talking to you this afternoon. KERUH, I'll be clear on your final.
All righty, we'll talk to you later. KFAF.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Ice, 30 degrees. Weather Advisory.
At 9 DOA. Good afternoon.
Are you traveling when this day of vacation is? There's my son. I'll call you back. Thank you. Calling. I apologize for that. Didn't know who was out there. Wonderful
day today. 9 DOA. Good afternoon.
You on the east side or the west side of the state?
Well, I guess I kind of want to say I'm in the middle. I'm in Ypsilanti, a little bit west of, well, I'm near Willow Run Airport.
Oh, I know that area quite well, and I know that airport quite well. Okay, so you're in Ipsy. All right, I know where you're at. I'm up here in Troy.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, I'm just, matter of fact, directly south, probably about 5 miles south of Willow Run.
Yeah, I'm heading up Auburn Hills right now. Working today. I gotta go pick up a pecan pie that's been left for me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I got the week off, which is nice. Actually, I'm off until the 2nd and I go back.
Yeah, I don't have that luxury. My coworker, who does the same thing I do, he took the last 2 weeks of the year off, burn off those days. So he's enjoying that, and I'm out here. There's probably the majority of us are out here in service.
Okay, yeah, where I work, they have shutdown always this time of year, so I always get the last 2 weeks off. I don't get paid. I only get paid for New Year's Eve and Christmas. I get paid for both Eves and New Year's and Christmas, but other than that, it's free time, but that's okay. I enjoy having the time off.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to take some time off. I have a lot of vacation, you know, because of how long I've been with the company. I have a lot of vacation days, but I burned them all up in for the month of October. Instead of taking medical, I took vacation days, so I got 100% pay.
Sweet, there you go. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah, so took the time off, I get to do radio.
I gotcha. I 100% agree on that, too. Oh, look, my son is calling me back, finally. I'll call you back in a bit, KJO.
Right, you're 9 DOA.
Winter Weather Advisory.
N8KPP, mobile.
N9, DOA.
I heard a call, but not very much of it.
Yeah, that's November 9, Delta Oscar America.
Well, hello, N9. What brings you over here, and welcome. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas and all that other stuff.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, I moved up here from Illinois about 7 years ago.
Very good. Are you coming in through a node or are you coming through one of the repeaters?
Oh, I'm coming in through the 443575, I believe it is.
Okay. I'm not sure which one that is, but I know there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's at either. It's not quite full scale here. I get a little noise in the background, but I guess it's working all right.
Yeah, it's working all right. Can't complain about it. I'm coming in the Warren repeater. I'm up here at oh heck, where am I? 25 in Van Dyke area, so I figured I'd use the Warren repeater and say hi and see who was out there. There's a lot of us out here. This is a fairly well-liked repeater in the Detroit area.
Okay, what frequency is that?
The most popular one in the mothership is 442.600, and then there's a link up there in Richmond, Michigan, 442.225, and there's another one in Romeo, and I'm not sure what that one is because I don't use that one that much.
Okay, I wonder if I can get in the, like I said, the one I'm on, I have no idea where it's at. I think I just accidentally ran across it. I'm here in Ypsilanti.
Yeah, there's a, it's called the FBI. I'm not sure what the network is or what the website is. Maybe one of the other guys can come in and tell us what it is, but I do know that there's a website that has all of the frequencies on it.
Okay, we're on that. I'm guessing a bunch of them are... Excuse me, a bunch of them are all linked together then, huh?
Yeah, they got a lot of them linked together, and it works pretty well. But they're all independent channels. There's nothing that really simulcasts. So, but the linking system is pretty promising for all of us around here. You said you were in the Ypsilanti area?
Yeah, about 5 miles directly south of Willow Run Airport.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess we'll just have to find out where that repeater is that you're hitting. Anybody around here know what, let's give a quick break here and find out if anybody else is on and knows what repeater you're hitting in KPP. Nope, they all must be wrapping Christmas presents.
My place of work is shut down for next 2 weeks, so I'm on, I guess, vacation. Unpaid vacation, but I'm on vacation, so I get to do radio finally.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of nice. So, and I know that this system's also on an All-Star node, too. I don't know if you do that or not, but they also have All-Star hooked up to it as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've got All-Star node. It's been a long while since I've used it, though. You say you're on the Warren repeater. Are you on 442.0375?
Negative. Right now, my 442.600.
Okay, yeah, I'm using repeater book here, and I'm looking. Oh, okay, yeah, I see. That's another one in Warren. That's 36 miles from me. Yeah, I see which one. I say 443. Burling Heights. No idea where that's at.
What frequency is he on, Walt? He's a little scratchy. I didn't hear what he said.
And then repeat what frequency you were on.
I am on 443.575. According to the repeater push, it's 81 miles from me. I don't believe that.
Holding Chelsea on top of the water tower.
Okay, I can believe Chelsea. It's a lot closer.
Yeah. Brain must have got that one link turned back on. I was there for a while, it was off, so apparently it's working again. Keep it up, W.
Okay, well, everybody that's listening, the name here is Eric, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Go ahead and pick it up and carry on while I'm kind of occupied here. KBNSWR, hi Eric, nice to meet you, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks for helping us out there, Jeff. Really appreciate it, so. But yeah, Chelsea, I believe, but I don't know, what's the distance between you and Chelsea?
I'm not real sure. Let me see if I can find out here.
The 94 and M52. Keep it up, Javier.
According to Google, it's 29 miles, 30 miles.
That's good to know.
Winter weather advisory.
Sorry, I doubled with someone.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
You know, I travel west a lot. A lot of my family lives on the west side of the state, so it's nice to know that the FBI network has got a repeater over there that's disconnected. I didn't know that, so I learned something today from you. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, you're welcome. According to Google, I'm 30 miles away from Chelsea.
There you go. Now that's believable. You got an outside antenna?
Now the one repeater you're on, this according to repeater book, says I'm 36 miles.
You want to try it? Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay. Yeah, it'll take me a second to program it, but I'll see if I can get into it. So I'll be right back in 9DOA.
In 9DOA. Oh, what a call. So yeah, give it a shot. NAKPP. N90OA, if that's you, you're better off on Chelsea.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, definitely. I'm only getting one bar for a worn repeater. Of course, we just recently moved in March. My antenna's not quite as high as it used to be.
Yeah, that has something to do with it. So, very good. Okay. Well, pleasure talking to you. Pleasure meeting you. And I'm going to investigate that Chelsea antenna and see if I should put that in my radio, at least my work truck and my, or my personal truck, my work car, so my two mobiles, definitely do that. So I'll take care, enjoy Christmas, enjoy your time off, that's nice, and we shall chat later, Eric. N90OA, NAKP.
All right, so that, 73 to you too. Merry Christmas. I just noticed that the PL tone is 100 for the Chelsea. So, yeah, good luck on all that. We'll catch you later. N9DOA.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.
KRUH mobile.
NADDF.
Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sleet.
KFA.
31 degrees.
So what's this I hear about, the roads are bad or something?
Oh, I can tell you the report for 23 Mile Road. It's just wet. I hear cars, I see and hear cars sloshing around. But I don't think it's that bad. It's not snowing.
People at work were saying, like, ice, this, that, and the other thing. Macomb County Sheriff is dispatching officers. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm leaving my office right now, and it's just wet.
I mean, it's, like, it's hard to say. It's, like, the rain, it's probably just, like, cold rain. You know what I'm saying? And it's maybe icing a little bit, but for the most part, there's enough traffic where it's just staying slush right now.
That's what I was confused about, because it's 34 degrees, so it shouldn't be freezing.
I mean, give it an hour, and then it'll probably be even worse. So by the time you get home, you'll probably be all done with it. Like, when my wife gets out of work, she's going to have to deal with it. I hope she's got an ice scraper in her car.
I know, mine's, is yours at Troy today? You said she's days in training, right? Is she in Royal Oak or Troy?
She's in Troy. I don't know what floor she's on. I think she's, like, cardiac ICU.
She's probably working with my wife today. Ask her if she bumped into Amanda Falzetta today.
I'll ask her. So, is Amanda what?
Amanda Falzetta, my last name. She's on CPCU, cardiac pulmonary.
Yeah, see, that's what she used to do at Royal Oak. But now she's training to be in the ICU. So she moved apartments. It's kind of like the same specialty. I don't know. So she wanted to do ICU. So she's in ICU now.
I don't know. More power to those women. You couldn't pay me to do what they do.
I mean, especially when they have to see death and they have to see the family, like, argue about pulling the plug and all that stuff. It's like, yeah, I couldn't do that.
Just having to take care of a stranger, that's the hard part.
Yeah, I'm sure you hear stories like I hear stories, some of these people.
Oh, yeah, especially the ones that aren't citizens and don't speak English.
Yeah, I was thinking more along the lines of, like, they're very demanding, or they're very, you know, some patients are good, but some patients feel like they're in a hotel.
That's very true. My wife will come home with, you know, some patients are very appreciative, and as they should be, right? Someone's been basically keeping you alive, not necessarily keeping you alive, but making sure you're comfortable and, you know, staying alive. So some people get her a nice little treat, like a Starbucks cup or, you know, stupid stuff like that, a gift card. But then she tells me about the other ones that pretty much just bark the whole time. And that's where I'm like, I literally couldn't do it. I would just be like, okay, you can die. I don't care.
Yeah, that's why I just stick to fixing computers instead of people.
Amen, brother. That's why I do what I do. It's, a lot easier to not care about an inanimate object.
So this is a hacked TID radio H3. How is the audio on it? I finally fixed the problem where it was like cutting my transmission off.
Again, I got in my truck and started talking to you and like grinned at how good and clear the audio is, and you're a part of that. Like, you are crystal clear. Not overmod, not too loud, not too quiet, no clipping. You're in from key up to releasing. You sound great.
How's his level compared to mine?
Greg, you sound great as well, a little bit louder, but you do have a much more, what's the word? Not prevalent. You have a more dominant-sounding voice. It's very deep, very, very loud. So I want to say you guys are probably pretty damn close.
All right, and just my comment, Dave. I heard you with Sean earlier when you started out super hot, and it sounded great, but it was definitely hot. And now you're at where you're at now. You're a touch lower than Dakota, just a touch, but enough that I would say bump it up one notch. But, you know, we're all in the right range, so but, you know, being that you're asking.
Yeah, I'll just leave it here for now, because I tend to, I'll end up speaking a little bit louder when I get excited or have to explain something in detail, so I'll just leave it like this for now.
Yeah, if you're both referring
all
to
right.
the same radio, you're both looking
at
a minute adjustment to one another. And like I said, the biggest difference is Greg's voice is a little more commanding. Dave's a little more soft-spoken, and I think that's the biggest difference in the audio.
A little bit of doubling there. How about, is there any 60 hertz hum on my signal at all? Because I'm hearing it on the receive, and I know it's not you guys. It's probably my node, but is there any 60 hertz hum coming through my signal at all?
None to me, none whatsoever.
Copy that. I have absolutely no noise, full quieting. I'm going through UMP right now, and it sounds like you're sitting in the back seat because my speaker is on the console, and the rear cup holder is facing me, so you sound great.
Cool. I get to be the back seat driver. Watch out for that car.
As I'm texting on Hall Road.
Tisk, tisk.
Are you heading home already?
Yeah, today's a babysitter day, so I bounced out at 4 o'clock. I was just thinking you and I got to hook up here. I got to get you that Apple TV.
Yeah, whatever's good for you. No big deal.
Well, I was telling Sean this morning or yesterday or whenever the hell I talked to him last, Thursday or Friday, I don't know what you guys got going on, but this is going to be a very slow week for me as my phone's ringing. We should try to plan a lunch. Give me a couple minutes. NADDF.
KE8BSI. So, Dave, are you off till the new year now?
Yeah, I'm off until the new year. We got a couple family things going on. Starting tomorrow, so 24, 25, and 26, I'm going to be busy. So, Friday's the 27th? I don't know. So, tomorrow, Christmas, and the 26th, I'm not available.
Alrighty, yeah, same here. Well, tomorrow and the Christmas Day, I got company here, and I'm going to my sister's. But other than that, I'm free the bird.
Yeah, and I have a feeling my wife is working on the 27th, and if she is, then, yeah, I wouldn't be able to go because I'd have the kids. Well, the kids would have to come with me, but, so, yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Alrighty.
Yep, back on the 2nd. I should have just taken the 2nd and the 3rd off. Looking at the calendar, there's just two more days. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to use those days as, like, update my computer, update my software, catch up on any videos that I didn't see while I was off and things like that. Probably not going to do much work anyways.
Yep, roger that. I just do those things randomly around here. Updates, I'm a victim with so many pieces of equipment. I mean, it's updates are like a constant thing. Between hardware and software, it's like I could probably update something every day.
Yeah, I take the approach of like, well, what is being updated? Look at the list. Is it important? Does it look important? I can delay it. You know, I try to do everything like on a quarterly thing. Like Windows updates are a little bit differently. You know, they've got a predictable pattern. They have like the third Thursday of the month. They call it Patch Tuesday or whatever, so I imagine that's already passed, so the next one will be like in January. So for Windows machines, it's kind of predictable. Linux machines, those always, you know, those updates always come up randomly. You know, the All-Star nodes, those will, sometimes they'll have updates for All-Star, or sometimes they'll just have OS updates. Yeah, it's just whenever I have a break, like the Christmas break here, that's when I kind of go through everything. But, yeah, I did all my tests today. I threw away, got a bunch of stuff ready for the trash. And what else did I do today? Oh, yeah, I paid the
bills, so I'm zero balance, so I don't have to worry over the holidays about paying anything.
Ah, very good. That's cool. Looks like the precipitation started and it's just raining. My street's just looking wet, so I don't know about snow, although it is going to cool down a little bit. We shall see.
Oh, I ended up buying, now that I remember, I ended up buying a mag mount that I'm going to use for my mesh-tastic node in the car. I'm going to put that on a mag mount. I don't know if that's really going to do anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not very many people doing the mesh-tastic. And then, what was the other thing? Yeah, I think I'm going to do a lip mount for my regular antenna so that I don't have to keep on taking it down every time I go through a car wash.
All right. Yeah, I unscrew mine in the car wash and put a cap on the NMO, and I leave the magnet mount there because it's a 111, and that goes through car wash no problem.
Yeah, that's what I need to do is just put a cap on it. But I'm also thinking maybe I can put, I've got an NMO that's 3/8 adapter, and I'm thinking maybe I can use that for ham stick. So I'm gonna think about that. Hopefully I can get the SDVRs okay. But having it in a permanent spot, I think doing the SWR matching, knowing that I'm not going to move it. You know, with the mag mounts, you know, you can kind of move it and it changes things. And I'm wondering how well that will work out. And it'll be a little bit lower, too.
Yeah, I hear you. It'd be nice to get those hamsticks working on your vehicle again. And then, yeah, you can take the time and really tweak them as much as possible. And then and you'll know it'll be the same every time.
Yeah, I was almost thinking maybe I would get some radio wires and, like, alligator clip it to the bottom of the base, too. Maybe that'll help a little bit and just have it, like, because that wouldn't be as challenging, you know, difficult to deploy. You know, you park somewhere and they just, like, clip some alligator clip with wires on the thing and then spread it out from your car. And that might help the match as well.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Although, when I occasionally do use my hamsticks, I only got the 2, the 10 and the 20. Yeah, 10 and 20. Anyway, they work great. So, but that might even improve it, though. That's not a bad idea.
And I'm back. Sorry about that.
Welcome back.
So, I don't mean to barge in and interrupt. It sounded like you guys were talking to HF. What are our thoughts on the
6100? Oh, the Zygu one? Other than it's, like, not 10 watts, it's 8 watts.
I thought it was 10 on battery.
Maybe I'm thinking of the 6200. Like, you talking about their new one, or are you talking about their old one?
The one you had or have... And the one I had, with the one you had the Russian firmware on.
Winter weather advisory.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay, but I don't know. I personally, you know, if you're thinking about small and compact like that, I would just go back to the 705 route, unless you found, like, a really good deal on one.
It just pains me to think about how much the 705 setup costs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done any discounts on that thing.
I don't know. Maybe I might just... Yeah, I'll probably ride it out for the 705. That was a giant salt truck on 53. Good to see. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh, no problem. I'm just sitting here... vegetating, did some cleanup work around the house here because you got company coming tomorrow, so the house gets cleaned. That's a good thing, and it also keeps me busy, so that's all I got. KE8 VSI, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I would do some cleaning up around here, except the kids will destroy it all, and it'll just be like I didn't do it. So I just wait until we're going to probably clean up a couple hours before the company arrives, because that's really the only way you're going to be able to do it. Otherwise, it gets clean and then it gets destroyed.
You guys doing Christmas tomorrow or on Wednesday?
Go ahead, Craig. You answer, and then I'll answer mine.
Tomorrow here, my wife's family, about 15 people, which is maxes out the room in my house. And then Wednesday at my sister's, just a handful of people, which that'll be nice too. And that's not too far, 21 in Tilch. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the plan is. I know it's gonna change. I've got my dad coming. My dad's gonna come. Well, we're gonna go to probably gonna end up going to church with my dad, and then eat here at night. But I know my wife wants to do something special for Christmas Eve morning and do stuff with that. I think her mom, dad, and one of her brothers is coming tomorrow. I don't know, instead of the 26th. Christmas is just going to be us, I think, here. And then the 26th, my... The family that has 8 kids is going to be coming. That's going to be interesting. And then we're going to have a little party that day. And then after that, I think we're finally done. I think my wife's got to go to work on the 27th. So I'll be glad when it's all over.
Holidays are a lot, especially when you got young kids. You got to drag them about, do all the fun stuff. But it sounds like you guys... at least kind of staying local, right? No one's going too far. No one's working, right? That's the good silver lining. I'm going to the office tomorrow, and then my staff is off, and I think we're literally just hanging out at the house. It's very good Christmas. And then it's back to work Thursday, Friday, and then it's the weekend. So, I don't know. A very non-conventional Christmas for us.
Yeah, I've got most of that, Dakota. You're getting scratchy there. Sounds like you're nearing the end of the rope, and I got to back out anyway. So I will talk to you guys later on, KEABSI.
Yeah, Greg, I forgot to switch repeaters. The receive is so good. You guys were, like, dead silent, so I don't know. My bad.
Yep, see you later, Greg. Yeah, there's some other... family issues going on my wife's side now, so it's kind of like things are kind of separated. And then we didn't, my family, had their fun, and usually my uncle does Christmas, but this year they're going to California, so that's not happening. But yeah, my wife's so happy that she's able to finally host. We have room to host stuff, so she's, like, going a little nuts with that. I told her, you need to pace yourself with this stuff. You probably should have, should have waited a little bit, get settled in the house, enjoy it for a bit before you start entertaining, but she wants to do it. So I was like, okay, let me know what you need me to do.
NADBF, there's no better way to break in a house other than hosting a bunch of people right after you move into it.
Well, I was hoping that the new car smell and the new car stuff would last a little bit longer, but I'm worried that there's going to get more marks and stuff on the walls and things like that that I don't really want to address right away, but I am a little concerned how all those kids are going to, what they're going to do and what they're going to do in the rooms. And we've already had incidents with markers and things getting on the floor, and, these are going to be smaller kids, some of them. So I'm trying to get a lock on, I'm going to put a lock on our master bedroom, and I need to move the Xbox out of the out of the living room or the loft area here. I'm going to put that in my office, and my office has a lock on it, so I'm not concerned. But it's like, you know, because you're visiting with relatives and all that stuff, you have no time to go and watch what the kids are doing.
That, you're outnumbered. I walk around my house and I cringe because of how much crap I'm already going to have to fix. There's a piece of drywall chipped in the living room from one of those, what do they call it? Yorigami, like one of those couches that's a bunch of different pieces for kids and they can build a bunch of different stuff with it. So the zipper chipped that. My daughter's room, her Geldwin window has a crack in it somehow, like in the pane of glass. They've ran toys into our baseboard, our white Craftsman style baseboard, so I tried to keep it nice, but I explained to my wife, I'm like, it is what it is, they're little kids, we're never going to be able to keep them from destroying it, so, you know, live with it for now, and then we'll fix it when they're older.
Yup, and drywall, it's so fragile. It's so easy to, you know, make marks and dents in it, and you know, the paint that they use when they're when they paint the house, it's sprayed on, so it easily comes off, and so yeah. But you don't worry about that stuff the first year, anyways, because you know you're gonna probably have to paint at some point, and there's gonna be nail pops and things like that. So at the 11th month, that's when we go to our builder and say, we've noticed all these, you know, and I'll probably be putting tape anytime I see a nail pop or anything. But I think they actually use screws here, so it's actually been settling pretty well. I haven't seen any screw pops or nail pops anywhere.
Ours has been all right. This is its construction finished June of this year, but I think it was roughed in. I don't know if it had drywall or not, but it was roughed in 23. So it was, you know, the house was enclosed, at least for this is the second winter. So we've got a little bit of settling. We've got some nail pops. There's a couple, I can see a couple creases where drywall has, you know, the mud lines cracked from the house shifting a little bit. So I'm hoping that after this winter we're good. But yeah, like you said, right, the first year you kind of just live in it and then do what you got to do after the fact.
Yep, and I am glad I invested in a carpet cleaner, you know, carpet cleaner vacuum. I've already used it 4 times and been lucky. The stains have come out. Also have a dog that, you know, sometimes randomly makes a mess. And yeah, it all has been coming out of the carpets and stuff. So not so bad when it's downstairs because we don't have carpet downstairs or on the main level. You can get that stuff out pretty easily, but yeah, I'm glad I did it for the for the carpet because you know, like I said, I had to use it a couple times, and we're noticing like a lot of dust gets picked up too. You when you vacuum, it just like it's amazing how much dust settles and you don't see it.
We're dealing with the same thing too. I don't think the basement was ever, like, clean. So we've got tons of dust down there. Actually, that reminds me, I got to order a new furnace filter and replace that. So we've got all this dust in the basement, and, like, it needs to be sprayed down and then, like, squeegeed to the drain. And we haven't done it yet because we're still sorting through all the crap slowly but surely down there and getting it put away. But, like, I got to wear shoes down there right now. It drives me absolutely nuts because my old house, I just walk around barefoot all the time.
Yeah, we're fortunate they power washed it before they handed it over. I wish I would have thought of this, but, like, the neighbor 2 doors down, they basically epoxied their whole basement floor. It's, like, all sealed. I go, oh, man, I should have thought of that before we moved all of our stuff in. I don't know how much you paid for it, but... he did that in his garage, and I kind of like, but nah, we'll be okay. I'd rather have a deck. It's like you either do that or you get the deck. I said, I'll get the deck.
the deck is way more useful than an epoxy floor. Plus, epoxy floors are expensive. Are you monitoring the hub? I want to try my open spot with this radio real quick.
Yeah, I can switch over there. I'll switch over now from here.
Okay, NADDF.
ADF, ADF.
K8RUH, mobile.
K8RUH, NADDF, we're on the hub. I'm assuming you don't have anything with you, do you?
No, that's all right. I've just got a couple minutes in the car here, and I knew that you were leaving at 4. I didn't know if you were home yet or what you were doing. So, no, I don't have – I got to figure something out soon and get it in my car, but I'll be back home in a few hours, and if you guys are still on, I'll turn the radio on.
All right, sounds good, man. Yeah, there's a – I have my OG Pi-Star that I made, and Greg's got it, and maybe hook up with him and get that, give that a whirl if you have a digital radio in the car. If not, I don't know, maybe build a build another All-Star node on the cheap and then just leave it in there plugged in. But yeah, I'll be around later. I'll keep the radio on, so I'll talk to you then. NADD.
Sounds good. Yeah, I have a Pi-Star, and I have a DMR radio. Maybe one day I can pick your brain, and you can explain to me how I can get into All-Star that way, if that's a possibility. But I will catch up with you soon. K-E-8-R-U-H.
Winter Weather Advisory.
Hey Dakota, if you're still out there, it looks like you got, you're connected, but you're not on module A, so maybe just reset your open spot, or that's probably the best way to do it. KFADA.
Winter Weather Advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sleet. 31 degrees.
N8KPP.
Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory.
KEATFM.
Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening. 1900 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory.
KE8CFM.
Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory.
Hello, Charlie 8, Oscar Tango Golf, radio check.
Sounds good. KE8, TFM.
Sir, appreciate it. KC8OTV.
Kilo Charlie 8, Oscar Tango Golf.
Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
How you doing, Don? We got a few here. I'm coming down with something. Christmas Eve here. Just up between trips to the room.
Hey. I missed part of it. Missed the first part of that. My car a lot in front to adjust the volume ahead of time. Sounded maybe like you said you were coming down with something, which is unfortunate. I hope that's not the situation. He's down here playing FT8 of all things, believe it or not.
I can even hear it. It's very faint. But, I was mentioning that. The only reason I mentioned it is I won't be in here long. I just wanted to jump in here and say, wish you a Merry Christmas. Extend that to Stephen, and hope everything is going well. I know you had your big party. I saw that. But, I'm battling something here, and tomorrow's our big day, so I really don't know what's going on. But I got something cooking here. It's not pleasant.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear. Yeah, it was a fun night on Friday, and I laid low for a couple of days, hoping we had about, I think about 55 people here. I lay low for a couple of days, hoping that I have a good indication that nothing's going on, and so far so good. So I'm going to make some meal fixings tomorrow and take them over to Mom's and hang out there for probably a little bit. And I'll probably just have a quiet evening at home tomorrow. But I hope everything, I hope everything's okay. I hope it's just a quick come and go on your end, unfortunately.
I don't really feel sick, but there's something digestive going on, so I think I might have eaten something bad or something. But yeah, it's not pleasant. I've been trying to lay down or trying to rest, but it's like every 15 minutes I gotta get up. I won't belabor that, but hopefully it's just something I eat. Anywho. And there's almost nothing left, so hopefully I can get some sleep soon. But yeah, our big day is tomorrow. And then Christmas is rather anticlimactic. So, well, good news. I was going to ask you how's things with your mom and that. So, I get it. Just plugging along, right? Hope there's a little. Is she home now, or is she in the facility?
She's home. Yeah, she's actually been home for several weeks. Hospice is coming in at this point, so they're doing their best to make her comfortable, and for the most part, she's comfortable. My stepdad is the one who's obviously taken the... He's the one who's doing all the work, and that's unfortunate. But he's doing a great job. So we're gonna take some food over tomorrow and hang out with them for a bit, and see how she's doing, and see how he's doing, really. And I think there may be some other family members visiting tomorrow, so we're going to try to stagger it so we're not all there at once, just to keep things calm and quiet. But that's kind of TBD. But yeah, I'm on 30 meters tonight. I'm running some FT8 for the first time, and who knows when. Kind of have... grid tracker going, and I think I clicked on enough stuff to figure out what it's doing, and now I'm like, well, maybe I'll try to upload some of the stuff into my logging program and then put it over on LOTW. It's, you know, baby steps 15 years later.
Well, I've been hearing about a lot of good DX lately. You spotting anything out there on 30?
Well, it's hard to tell. I've got everything here on FT8 is new for me. I have zero confirmed contacts. And there's like, somewhere around in here. A thing that said, how many I've got on a log. Maybe 50 or 60 contacts on a log over the last couple of years. You know, one here, two here, five here, two here, you know, with months apart. So nothing's super spectacular. I mean, tonight, the Eastern Kiribati Tango 32 is in the log, and Madeira Islands, CT3 is in the log. I'm calling a Zeta 6 in South Africa, not in the log. Charlie X-ray 1 in Uruguay is obviously deaf. Myself and most of the Western Hemisphere are calling him, and it's CQ, 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 so, you know, the usual.
Well, sounds like fun. All right, keep at it there. I'm gonna bid you adieu and get back to it. I have a things are starting to switch here again, and I think I'm gonna have to drop the mic. So I'm gonna try to head it off. I got a heck of a night to get through here, but I did want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And. After yours,
W8 Q. Well, thank you for jumping in. I appreciate it. And happy holidays to you, too. And we will keep our fingers crossed that everything's okay on that end. W8 Q, K8BD.
Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory.